सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So Lord has explained how from pradhan, pradhan means abhyakta prakriti, how from pradhan prakriti, vyakta prakriti came. First came mahatattva, after mahatattva came ahankar, and ahankar is of three types, sattva, rajas and tamas. From sattva ahankar came mind, from rajasic ahankar came buddhi, and from the tamasic ahankar came five tanmatras. And now, from verse number 50 onward, 50 to 61, Kapil Bhagwan is telling about the Virat Purus. Virat Purus. So in verse number 50, he says, Etani asangrita yada mahadadini saptavai. Etani means these. Unsangrita, unmixed. Unmixed means five subtle tanmatras. Then ahankar, mahatattva. Mahatattva, ahankar and five tanmatra, seven things. Unmixed. Kal karma gunopete jagadadi rupa visat. Then Bhagwan, who is the karan, who is the cause of the, whole verse, whole universe. That means Bhagwan Narayan entered. Upavisat means entered. Entered with what? With kal, time, karma, karma fall of all the jiva, and guna, sattva, rajas and tamas. So these seven things were standing independently, not mixing, not trying to create any world. Therefore, Narayan, with time and the karma fall, destiny of all jiva, and three guna, sattva, rajas and tamas, with these three things he entered. Then what happened after that? Verse number 51.
Tatastena anubiddhibhyaha yuktebhya annam acetanam uttitam purusho yasmat udatishtha dasau virat.
Tatah, then, tena anubiddhibhya, tena, by the Lord's entry. In the last verse we have seen, Bhagwan has entered. The Karan, the cause of the world, Bhagwan Narayan has entered into those seven things. Yuktebhya. Yuktebhya means they got united. And when he entered, what happens? They rouse to active. They become active. When Bhagwan entered, they become all active. And andam achetanam. Andam, achetan. Andam is egg. Achetan means inert. It was not chetan. So they all mixed and became formed an egg. An egg. And how is that egg? Inert. Achetanam. Uttitam puruso yasmat. Yasmat from that egg. Uttitam. Arose. Who? Purusa. Cosmic being. Virat Purus. So Virat Purush is there inside that egg. Virat Purush. He arose from that. Uttishta aso Virat. And he appeared. Virat means that Virat Purush, he appeared from that. So from these seven principles, tattva, roused into activity and united with the presence of Lord, arose an unintelligent egg, achetan and, from which appeared the well-known cosmic being. From that egg came cosmic being. So seven tattva were inert. When Bhagwan entered into them, creation started thereafter. When Bhagwan entered into them, creation started. So his association is the cause of creation. His association, Bhagwan's association, is the cause of creation. For any creation, association of Chetan is required. Suppose you buy bricks, cement, sand, and all building materials, and everything is there on the ground. Unless the sentient mystery is there, the building will not come. So sentient mystery is required to put the bricks in particular order, to make different type of designs and all that. Otherwise, sand, cement, iron, everything will be inert, staying outside. Similarly, for the creation, the Chetan is required. That is what is to be understood. Bhagwan Narayan is required. Yatmad uttishta so virat. By his association, space was created and universal form of Bhagwan also manifested therein. Next.
Eta dandam visheshakhyam kramavriddher dashottaraihi toya divi parivritam pradhanena vritairvahihi yatra lokavitaneyam rupam bhagavato harehe.
Etad and, etad na this. Now this egg is there. Etad andam. Vises akhyam. Akhyam is the name. The name of this egg is Vises. The name of that egg is Vises. Then kramabhidhai dasottarai. The kramabhidhai, one after another, it started increasing 10 times greater. Slowly started increasing. Greater. What are those things? Tayo, toya adibi. Toya means water. Adibi means one. Adi means, if you now start from gross. So and is gross. Subtler than gross is water. Then adi will come air, fire, air, and then space. After that ahankar, after that mahatattva. So, toya adibi. Toya means water. Adibi means other. Other means what? Four tanmatras, ahankar and mahatattva adi. The adibi, paribritam, enveloped. So, an egg is there and egg is enveloped by, after that there is water, fire, air and then space. After space is ahankar. After ahankar is mahatattva. And after that, what is there? Pradhan is there, abhyakta. Okay. Paribritam pradhanena abhritam bahi. And the last one is pradhan. Last one is pradhan. So egg is there. It is covered by other 6 layers, one after another. So first is the water. Then after that, fire. Air, space, ahankar, mahatattva, and last one is pradhan. Pradhan abhritai bahi. And yatra, what is there inside the that egg? Yatra where lokavitanayo ayam. Lokavitanayo, 14 lokas there in that egg. Now you can imagine, how big is that egg? 14 lokas are inside that egg. Rupam Bhagavato Hare, and this is the form of the Supreme Being, Bhagwan Narayan or Sri Hari. This is the form of Bhagwan. So this egg, which is known by the name of Vises, is enveloped on all sides by belts of water, fire, air, ether, ego, mahatattva, each 10 times larger than that which it encloses. Suppose the egg size is 1 meter. Suppose it's a huge size, the kotin lokaja. If egg size is 1 meter, then water is 10 meters. After that, fire is 100 meters. Then after that, air is 1,000 meters. Each one is 10 times greater. 10 times greater. And the last one is pradhan. So, it is enveloped by the belts of water, fire, air, ether, ego, and mahatattva, each 10 times larger than that which it encloses, and these 6 being enveloped by the outermost belt of pradhan. All 14 worlds which are manifestation of Sri Hari himself are spread within this egg. Spread within this egg. So this universe or the universal sky which we see with all planet is at the shape of egg, you know. We are not able to understand. Now Kapil Bhagwan is saying the whole thing, the whole this Brahmand, including the space, is the shape of an egg. We think it is only circular round. But he's saying it is the shape of an egg. And as egg is covered by a cell, this universe is also covered by various layers. First layer is water, fire, and this we have seen. And within this egg is the form of Virat Purush. All planets are part of his body. Patal is his soul. Head is Brahmalok, where Brahmaji resides. And this earth is abdomen. Virat Purush, abdomen, stomach is this earth. Patal is feet. And head is Brahmalo. And this Virat Purush is not the Adi Purush. Not the Adi Purush. Who is the Adi Purush? Adi Purush is Bhagavan Krishna. Narayan. He was there before the egg also. So who is Adi Purush? Not this Virat Purush is the first one. Before that, Bhagavan Krishna is there. Bhagavan Krishna is there. Because he entered into all those 7 things. That means he was present. He was present. And in Bhagavad Gita, we also find, Matta Paratram Na Anyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Mani Ganaiva. Matta Paratram Na Anyat. There is nobody else who is the cause of this whole universe. Above me, there is no other cause. I am the cause of the whole universe. So therefore, Adi Purush is Bhagwan. Bhagwan Krishna, Hari or Narayan. So we can't measure inside the space. Now here an estimate is given. Can you measure what is the whole length and breadth of this whole space? No, we can't. But here Bhagwan is giving, each layer is 10 times greater. This is one Brahmand. This is one Brahmand. And there are, it is said, Mahatma says, there are Ananta Koti Brahmand. Ananta Koti Brahmand. And also Mahatma says, this Brahmand is the smallest. This Brahmand is the smallest, and here we have got a Brahma with 4 faces. 4 faces we have got Brahmaji. Other Brahmands are bigger than this. There the faces of Brahmaji are more.
हिरण्मयातण्डकोशात् उत्थाय सलिलेशयात् तमाविश्य महादेवः बहुधा निर्विभेदकम्.
नौ हिरण्यमयात् अण्डकोशात् फ्रॉम दिस एग विच इज हाउ हिरण्यमय गोल्डन एग हिरण्यमय गोल्डन शाइनिंग एग उत्थाय अराइजिंग सलिलेशयात् सलिलेशयात् ऑन द वाटर्स. Which water? Causal water. We have seen Bhagwan Narayan floating on that banana leaf, on the water. That whole water is the causal water. Whole water is the causal water. Salilesayat tam avishya Mahadeva. In it avishya entered. Who entered? Cosmic being, the supreme being, Mahadev entered, and Bahuda nirvived kama, and Bahuda in many ways, and made many apertures. Many apertures. Okay. Many apertures. So, shaking off an attitude of indifference to that shining egg which lay on the causal waters, the cosmic being presided over it, avishya, and manifested the seat of various indriya out of it. So how the inside the formation is happening, that is being now discussed. Perhaps same thing happens in the individual formation also. Individual formation, individual jeev, when he is in a womb, how the jeev develops the same way Virat Purusha is also developing in the egg.
Nirabhidatasya prathamam mukham vani tato bhavata vanyavan nirato nase prano to ghranaetayo.
Nirvidyat appeared. So inside that golden egg first appeared prathamam mukham, first came mouth. Mukham. Then vani, after that organ of speech, tata abhavat, came forth. Then vanya vanni, then the devta of vani is the fire. Fire is the devta of speech, that is why we say fiery speech. Is it not so? Fiery speech. So first in that cosmic being, first aperture was mouth. When the mouth opened, in that speech entered and devta of speech, fire, entered. Three things are happening at a time. And all three things will be happening on each indriya. Okay. Then, atha nase pranato ghrana etayo atha, then nase, nase two nostrils. After mouth, two nostrils. Then prana, vital air. Nostrils were formed, then immediately vital airs, ghrana, smell sense, entered in them. And next, typify. Ghranat.
Ghranat vayur abhidetam akshini chakshure tayoho tasmat suryo abhidetam karno shrotram tato disah.
Ghranat vayu, from the sense of smell came vayu. Vayu also entered. And abhidetam appeared. Then after that, akshini, two eyes. Now you keep on remembering, keep a track. First mouth, then two nostrils, then akshini. Eyes are coming. Then chakshur etayo, and in them the sense of sight. Sense of sight. Tasmat suryo vyabhidyetam, and the devta of eyes is surya. The surya devta also entered. Then karno. Karno means two ears. The fourth is karno. Srotam tato disa, hearing sense, and from that disa, dig devta entered. So ghranat, from smell came the wind god, and thereafter appeared in him a pair of eyes, and in them the sense of sight. From it came the sun god, and the next appeared a pair of ears, and in them auditory sense, srotrindriya, and from it digdevata. Digdevata. So four things appear. Those who are not, they all are able to see. I am not able to see them. They are abhyakt. But I perhaps am abhyakt in all of them. Okay. Next.
Nirvibheda virajastvag romas masru vadayas tataha tata oshadayas chasan shishnam nirvibhide tataha.
Nirvibheda. Then what happened after that? Appear viraj, in that virat, twag. So four organs of perception already discussed the fifth organ of perception, twak, skin. Now, twig is, skin is coming. And with the skin, roam. With the skin, the roam came. Roam means hairs. The hairs appear. And asmasru. Asmasru, beard and mustache. Beard and mustache.
Dari
mustache. Adaya, and so on. Tata then. Tata ausadayo. Tata ausadayo. These rooms, these hairs on the body of Virat is nothing but also the vegetations. Now you imagine all the trees standing all over the world. What are these? These are hairs on the Virat Purush skin. Ausadaya, vegetation. Ausadaya. Acha, ausadaya, asan. Then asan sishnam nirvedata tata. And after that, genital system, genitals, nirviveda appear tataha. So the cosmic divinity next manifested skin, the seat of sensation, and out of it came hair and vegetation. Next he manifested the generative organ. Next.
Retastasmadapasan niraviddhata vaigudam gudadapanupanacha mitturloka bhayankaraha.
Now in the genitals, what is that? Reta, rhythm is semen. Tasmad apa, and from that apa, you know, the semen is nothing but water only. Water only. So therefore, from that comes the water. Asan, asan means appeared. Nirvedata vaigudam, and after that came the anus. After genitals came the anus. And gudada apana, and from the anus came the organ of defecation. Apana, and apanat, and from that organ, defecation, mrityu. Mrityu is the Lord Death. Lord Death is the presiding deity of anus. Anus. Loka bhayankaram, causing fear in universe. So after this appeared semen, retas, the faculty of procreation, and thereafter the god presiding over the waters, next appeared in him an anus, and then the organ of defecation, and thereafter came the god of death, the terror of the world. Next.
Hastocha niraviddetam balam tabhyam tata swarat padocha niraviddetam ratistabhyam tato harihi.
Hasto means two hands. Cha nirviddetam, manifested. Two hands. So five organs of perception and two we have already seen, organs of action, that is generative and anus. Now hasto, hands. Balam, and in that balam, what is the bal of power of hand? Grasping and releasing. Dropping. Grasping anything and dropping anything is the power. Tabhyam tata swarat, and from them thereafter the swarat. Who is the lord of hand? Swarat, Indra. Indra ki. Then padau, after hastau, after hand, padau. Feet. Cha nirvidyetam, manifested. Gatis tabhyam, and process of movement. What is the purpose of two legs? Movement. Tabhyam tato hari, and from them came the devta of feet, Vishnu. Vishnu devta. So then sprouted forth in him a pair of hands, and in them the capacity of grasping and dropping things, and thereafter came the god Indra. Next sought forth in him a pair of feet, in them appeared the power of locomotion, and thereafter appeared Lord Vishnu. Okay, then after that, 59.
Nadosa niravidyanta tabhyo loka hitamritam nadyastata samabhavata udaram niravidyata.
Nadyo, nadyo means the veins now. Total description of formation of Virat. Veins. Asya, of this Virat. Asya means of Virat. Nirvidyanta. Nirvidyanta means manifest. Nirvidyanta means manifest. Tabhyo, from them. lohitam. Lohitam is blood. Blood ki. And abritam. Abritam, blood was produced. So veins were formed. And for the veins, there was blood also. And nadyatata, and rebirth from that. So blood is compared to rivers. Blood is continuously circulating in the veins. Similarly, the nadi, the river, is continuously flowing. Nadyastata, sambhavat appeared. Udaram nirvadyata, and the stomach also manifested. So next appeared in him the blood vessel, and thereafter came forth the blood, the power of circulation. In their wake of it came the river, the deity presiding over blood vessels, and then appeared an abdomen. So the controlling deity of the rivers is also controlling deity of nervous system. Controlling deity of the river is also controlling deity of nervous system. In Ayurveda, if a person has suffering from any nervous disease, he is advised to take a bath in the flowing river. It's all connected, you know. Next.
Shrutpipase tatasyatam samudra tu etayo abhuta athasa hridayam bhinnam hridayan mana utthitam.
Chut pipasa tata. Then after that, chut pipasa, hunger and thirst. They came. Syatam appeared and samudra. Samudra appeared, ocean. Ocean appeared. Tu etayo abhut. Then in their wake appeared Atha asya means this universal form, hridayam. After came hridayam, heart came. Vinnam hridayat, and other than the hridayam, mana uttitam, mind came. So next grew there in the feeling of hunger and thirst, and in their wake came the ocean, the deity presiding over the abdomen. Then appeared in him a heart, and in the wake of the heart, mind. So ocean is the presiding deity of abdomen. So bhook and pyas originate in stomach. Any irregularity in bhook and pyas, in hunger and thirst, the Ayurveda will advise you to take bath in ocean. They're related. Achha. Then after that, next.
Manasas chandrama jato buddhir buddhe girampatihi ahankaras tato rudrah chittam chaitas tato abhavat.
Manas chandrama, and from mind came chandrama, moon. Moon is the presiding deity of mind. Chandrama jata appeared. Buddhir buddhe girampati, and from buddhi, buddher giram, the lord of speech, Brahma came. Mahapati. Ahankara tato rudra. And ahankar, ego. From the ego came rudra. Rudra means Bhagwan Shiv. Ahankar. Devta of ahankar is rudra. Chittam. Chittam chaitas tato abad. And then chittam. The chetragya. The knower. He came into existence. So after the mind appeared, the moon, devta of mind, as well as buddhi, and thereafter came Brahma, lord of speech and lord of buddhi. Next appeared in him the ego, and thereafter Rudra. Thereafter Rudra is the devta of ego. And last appeared in him the chitta, the region, and then chetragya, the inner controller, the chitta devata. This way it appears. So the appearance of consciousness after appearance of ego indicates that ego was under agyan. And we have to remove this ignorance in order to reach to that consciousness. So before reaching that, what is the process? Two-step process. One is chitta suddhi, purification of mind. And then after that, you get the knowledge of self. And you become realized. So it is said, moon is sattvic, Brahma is rajasic, and Shiva is tamasic. Shiva is tamasic. So when ego is removed, one comes to know his own real nature. Okay. So people worship moon for sattvic gun. And if you want any material wealth, worship Brahma. And those who are under the ignorance and identify with body, they worship Bhagwan Shiva. They worship Bhagwan Shiva. Next.
Etehi abhyuttita deva naivasa utthapane shakan punaravivishukhani pupunaravivishukhani tam utthapayitum kramat.
We find reference of this Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva's worshipper. Ravan and Hiranyakasipu worshipped Brahma and Shiva. Prahlad worshipped Bhagwan Vishnu. So different people identified with the different things and for the different purpose, they worship different devtas. Different devtas. Ete hi abhyudita deva na eva asya utthapane asakan. Ete means there. These all devtas, those who enter. All devtas of five organs of perception we have seen, and all devtas of five organs of action we also have seen, and the mana, buddhi, chitta, hankar, they all have entered into the Virat Purush. They have all entered. Then ete hi abhyutita deva, then these devtas, this manifested devta which we have entered, na eva asya utthapane asakan, they were not able to rise this Virat Purush. All devtas have entered, but the Virat Purush is not rising, is not getting up. Asakan. Punara avivishu, punara, again, they thought some mistake has happened. Perhaps they have taken a wrong seat. They all came out and they started entering again, one by one, to proper seat. They might have thought, Surya Devta, instead of coming here, he might have gone to here. His seat is here. So they were confused. We are all here. Why is this Virat Purush is not getting up? What is the problem? So they came out and again re-entered. Sometimes some machine, if we make and it is not working, what we do? We reopen it and reassemble it. Similarly, these devtas, they came out. And they again, punaravishu, khani. Khani means the sarir. Tam utthaya patam kramat. They wanted him to get up. Utthaya. Kramat, and serially, in the same sequence, they again enter kramat. So when all the aforesaid, now rising of the Virat Purush is being discussed from verse number 62 to 72. Rising of the Virat Purush, all devtas have entered. But this Virat Purush is not getting up. Kya problem ho gaya? So when all the aforesaid Adhisthana Devta of Indriya except the Kshetrajna, one person has not entered. This is the clue, Kshetrajna has not entered, all devtas has entered. Though active, were unable to rouse the Virat Purush into activity, they re-entered each his own seat in order to rouse him one by one. Then, next.
Vannirvacha mukham bheje nodatishthat tata virat ghranena nasike vayuhu nodatishthat tada virat.
Vanni, the fire god, vacha, speech, remember first came mouth? Same sequence they are entering now. Vanni, fire god, vacha, organ of speech, mukham, veje, entered into mouth. They came out, again entered. Now verified, we are at the proper seat. Veje. Na udhitishtata tada virat. But it did not arrive. Virat Purush did not arrive. So Vanni Devta entered into the mouth, Virat was in his right. Grahane na nasike vayu no udatishtrata tada virat. No udatishtrata tada virat. Grahane na, similarly in the nostril, the Vayu Devta entered, but still Virat Puru didn't get up. Next.
Akshini chakshusa adityah na udatishtrata tada virat. Kshetrena karno cha dishah no datishthat tada virat.
Akshini, two eyes, Chakshusa, the sense of sight, and Aditya, sun god, Surya Devta, entered again. Na udatishthat tada virat. But again the Virat Puru did not rise. Each one is thinking that I am the supermost, you know. Each devta, these are all chota-chota devtas, you know. And each devta is thinking that I am most powerful. I have entered, now he will get up. No, he is not getting up. So Akshini, two eyes, sight, sun god also could not make him rise. Srotrena karna, then the sense of hearing, karnaucha digdevta, diso. Digdevta, with the sense of hearing, entered in the ear, seat, golak. Na udatishtat tada virat. But this Virat Puru did not rise. Abhi bhi nahi uthta hai. Then, next.
Tvacham roma bhiro shadhyo nodatishthat tada virat retasashishnamapastu nodatishthat tada virat.
Tvacham, skin, rom, hairs, ausadhyo, these are the devtas. No uttastada, the Virat still did not get up. Retasa, and the faculty of procreation, Shishna, organ of generation, Apastu, water god, he entered. Again Virat did not get up. Then,
Gudam rittura panena no datishtatada Virat hasto indro vale naiva no datishtatada Virat.
Gudam, Ijanas, then Mrityu. Mrityu got up, that anus. Apanena, with the organ of defecation. No udatishtata, still the Virat not getting up. Then Hasta Vaindro, Hasta, two hands. And Bhagwan Indra, Balenaiva, with the power of grasping and dropping. No udatishtata Virat, and still Virat is not getting up. Again, they are re-entering, reassembling the whole thing. But Virat Purus is not getting next.
Vishnur gattaiva charanau nodatishthat tada virat nadir naddolahitena lohitena nodatishthat tada virat.
Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, and gattaiva, faculty of locomotion. Gati, gattaiva, locomotion. Charanau, charanau means feet. So entered no uditast tada virat, but Virat did not get up. Virat Purus is not getting up. Then nadir nadya, nadi means the blood vessels, nadya rivers, lohitena with the blood entered. Kuch nahi hua. Again Virat is not getting up. Next.
Chutring bhyam udaram sindhu no datishthat tada virat. Hridayam manasa chandraha nodatishthat tada virat.
Chutrir, chutrir means hunger and thirst. Chutrir vyam udaram, stomach. Hunger, thirst entered in the stomach. And Sindhu, ocean god. Na udita tada virat. But the Virat is not getting up. Then Hridayam manasa chandra, his heart. Manasa, with mind, Chandra, moon god, still he is not getting up. Then, Buddhya.
Buddhya brahma piridayam nodatishthat tada virat. Rudra bhimantya hidayam nodatishthat tada virat.
Then Buddhya, with intelligence, brahma api. Brahma is the god of intelligence. He entered hridayam, his heart, no udatishthat tada virat. but still he is not getting up. Then Rudra Abhimatya, Rudra, Lord Shiva. Abhimatya, ego, ahankar. With ego, Hridayam entered there also, but he did not get up. Okay, now he will get up. Now he has to get up.
Chittena Hridayam Chaita Kshetragya Pravisad Yada Virata Deva Purushah Salila Dudatishtata.
Now Chittena, along with consciousness, Hridayam, heart, Chaitya, deity presiding over consciousness, Kshetragya, Kshetragya means the knower of the field. Kshetragya is now entering. Kshetragya is now entering. The jeev is entering. Pravisat yada, when he entered, what happened? Virat, then Virat Purusha, Tadeva, then just Purusha, cosmic being, Salilat Uttishtada, from that water he got up. From that water he got up. So when, however, the inner controller, Chitta Devta, entered the heart, along with reason, that very moment, Virat Purus rose from the causal waters. Kalaugya. Dekho, when we are asleep, all the Devta, they can't do anything at that time in the body when we are in deep sleep. Why? Jeev is sleeping at that time. The moment Jeev gets up, what happens then? All our Indriya start functioning. Just see in your own body how it is happening. Same thing is happening in the Virat. Same thing is happening in the Virat.
Yatha prasuptam purusham pranendriya manodhiyah pravavanti vinayena na utthapayitum ojasa.
Yatha, just as prasuptam purusham, sleeping man. Now giving example to understand so that why the Virat Purusha was not able to get up when all these chota-chota devta of each organs of perception and action entered, but he did not get up. So just as prasuptam purusham, sleeping man, prana indriya mano dhiya. Now you know this thing, prana, indriya, five organs of perception, five organs of action, ten indriyas, mana, mind, dhiya, intellect, Prabhavanti are able, without, vina yena, without that consciousness, na utthapetam ojasa, not to arouse by their own power. Unless that consciousness or the jeev is there, it will not get up. So even as pran, gyanendriya, karmendriya, mana, buddhi are unable to awaken an embodied soul who is fast asleep. All devtas are there. All devtas are present there. But they cannot make a jeev get up because he is sleeping. By their own power, without the presence of the inner controller, similarly, they could not do so in the case of Virat Purus. In the case of Virat Purus, it was not possible. Kshetragya is required. Who is the Kshetragya? The Jeev is required. Kshetragya, Jeev is required. If Jeev is not there, they will not function. Just as pran, gyanendriya, karmendriya, mind, intellect can't awaken a sleeping individual person but require the presence of the jeev, embodied soul. When we are in the deep sleep, embodied soul is also sleeping. Pranas are working, whole night is working. Do they break your sleep? No. Digestion is going on, hunger, thirst is also happening. But they are not able to rouse that jeev. Same way, it is only in the presence of the collective soul, Kshetragya of the universe, that Virat Purus functions. This Virat Purus is what? It's the collection of all jiva. It is a whole thing is in that egg. All 14 lakas are there. All jivas are also inside that. So Sankhya Darshan explains that Virat Purush is the source of all sense organs. Virat Purush is the source of all sense organs. In the Virat Purush, everything came, starting from mouth, then eyes, nostrils, and everything. So the source is who? The source is Virat Purush. And their presiding deities. Where from the presiding deities came? From the Virat Purush only they came. So Virat Purush could not be aroused by the sense organs and their deities, which are engaged in the material activity. Why they could not arouse? Because their activities are extrovert, external, material activities. Therefore, they could not arouse it. Only by bhakti and vairagya one can link with the Absolute. That he will tell. That will tell. So a question may arise. A question may arise. Where from this Virat person the desire came, now there should be a mouth, now there should be two nostrils, now two eyes. Nothing can happen without Ichcha, desire. How the desire came? Where was the desire? And this Virat Purush is the collective representative of all jiva. All jiva. All jiva are inside him. And this is explained, this is the desire of all jiva. Where from they got the desire? From the previous birth. Previous life. We all have got vasanas that goes into subtle form in pranay. When the new creation comes, all the jiva will come. So they have got the desire. So this collective desire is the desire of Virat Purush. You have to understand this way. Collective desire of all jiva is the desire of the Virat Purush. Therefore came the mouth, nostril, this and then the organs of perception, organs of action, and antarkaran, chatushtay, and everything. All this came. Okay. Now comes the last verse of this chapter.
Tamasmin pratyagyatmanam dhiya yoga pravittaya bhaktya viraktya jnanena vivichya atmani chintayet.
Tam asmin, tam means upon him, asmin in this, pratyagatman. Pratyagatman is the inside atman. Pratyag means inside. That Atman is inside. Dhyā means mind. Yoga pravritya, engaged in the devotional services. Yoga pravritya, in the devotional. That means by bhakti. Bhaktya viraktya jnanena. And through bhakti, if we follow bhakti, what will come? Viraktya. Viraktya means the dispassion will come. And with the dispassion comes jnanena. Spiritual knowledge will come. We become fit for that knowledge. Jnanena. Vivichyat atmani. Vivichyat means consider carefully. Atmani in the body. Chintayet should contemplate. So in one verse they are saying what is to be done by the jiva. Therefore through bhakti, vairagya and spiritual wisdom acquired through a concentrated mind, one should contemplate on that inner controller as present in this very body, though apart from it. He is present in this body, but he is apart from it. He is different. He is different from the whole body. Whole body is Prakriti, and he is different from Prakriti. Different from Prakriti. So, one thing we have to know, Atman is within the body of each being. Atman is present in all of us. In all beings also is there. So although sitting in his body, he is not affected by the action of the body, but the jeev suffers and enjoys in the body. Where is this suffering or joy happening in us? It is in our mind. It is our in the mind. This joy and suffering happening in the mind. How? It is only by vritti. Only by thought of joy and thought of sorrow comes in the mind and we suffer. And who is the illuminator of these thoughts? That Atman is the illuminator. Atman is the illuminator. And that Atman is not affected by the thoughts. Whether a negative thought comes or a positive thought comes, whether the thought is there or thought is not there, illuminator of the thought is not at all disturbed. Like you can understand, we have got the lamp in the parking lot. Parking lot. So when the lamp is on, when it is turned on, what it will do, it will illumine all the car parked there. Or if the cars are not there, still it will illuminate, the light will illuminate. No car is here in the parking lot. Or if there is a car which is damaged or burnt, it will illuminate. Or if the car is very much decorated, comes with a wedding party, that also will illuminate. Now tell me, if the light is affected by whether the cars are there or not there, whether the car is good or bad, or whether it is a procession, or whether there is a funeral procession, or whether it is a marriage procession, is the light affected by that? No. Same way, the illuminator inside us is never affected. Atma is never affected by any action of the body, mind, and intellect. We have to understand very clearly. Then who is suffering? It is the mind which is suffering. It is the thought in the mind which makes us joyful or sorrowful. And how can we get him? Where is Sankhya Darshan says, detach from the body, worship the Supreme Lord, and realize the Supreme Truth. That's all. Sankhya Darshan, Kapil Bhagwan says, detach from the body. In Vedanta he says, detach from anatma. Same thing. Detach from the body. Worship Supreme Lord to realize the Supreme Truth. That is, Kapil Bhagwan says. And in Vedanta what we say? Drop the identification with the anatma. You are already there in atma. You are already in atma. Everything is in atman only. It is only we are holding on to anatma. Drop it. You are in atma. Earlier also we have studied Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam Prayojitah Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Haitukam. Vasudeva Bhakti Bhakti Yoga Prayojitah. What is required? Is the Bhakti Yoga. You need Bhakti Yoga. What will happen? Janayati Asu Vairagyam. If the Bhakti comes, it will generate Asu soon. What? Vairagyam. Vairagyam. Very simple. Paramatma is inside. If I start my mind turned toward that Paramatma, naturally that mind is not available to anatma now. Vairagya will come. And after that, with the knowledge, jnanam, we can get that. So bhakti is here stressed. So only detached mind from the world can concentrate on Bhagwan. Mind attached to the world can't concentrate. Simple science. Each vritti has got one object. Each vritti has got one object. Now you check what is the object of your vritti. If the object of your vritti is anatma vastu, sansar, then you cannot reach Paramatma. If you are thinking about Bhagwan, then what happens? The object of vritti is Bhagwan. Therefore, you will reach Bhagwan. So, spiritual knowledge, when will I get spiritual knowledge? After Vairagya. If I start bhakti, Vairagya will come. And after Vairagya, spiritual knowledge will happen. Okay. So Sankhya Darshan speciality is that analytical study of elements accepted by Advaita Vedanta also. So what is the speciality of the Sankhya Darshan by Kapil Bhagwan? Analytical study of 24 tattvas. You remember 24 tattvas? Mm-hmm. Very beautifully, very clearly it is stated here. And the concentration on the Supreme Bhagwan. That means bhakti you have to do. That means in that Bhagwan we should start our journey with bhakti ultimately to reach that Supreme Being, to Supreme Narayan.
इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याय संहितायां तृतीय स्कंदे कपिलेये तत्वसमाम्नाये षड्विंशोऽध्यायः
ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।